Hello. There's no need to be alarmed. You were dreaming, but I am glad that you can hear me. Relax. I mean you no harm. Listen to my voice. Does it sound like the voice of some evil creature? No, of course not. I have a pretty voice, don't I? I'm just a sexy lady with a pretty voice. I understand that you're curious to know who or what you're dealing with, but it wouldn't be any fun if I just told you, now would it? How about I help you visualize me and you guess? Let's make your dream a little more exciting. Just listen to my instructions and do what I tell you. Don't worry, it won't be difficult. Trust me. Go ahead and make yourself comfortable. Good. Now relax and listen to my voice. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Good. I want you to clear your mind. Just listen and focus on my voice, on my words. Empty your mind. There should be nothing in your head, nothing but the sound of my voice. Take another deep breath and let it out. Letting all of your tension, your concerns just flow out of you. You are safe, calm, at ease. You're doing very well. Now I want you to picture something for me. Imagine a black background and then a fine trickle of salt being poured from above. It's white and bright, and you can see it so very clearly. The salt forming a little white pile in the darkness. It's being poured onto the floor. Notice how the stream of salt is starting to move now, leaving behind a white line in the darkness. Slowly moving clockwise, making a big circle. Watch closely. Someone is pouring the salt. Look carefully. Can you see who it is? It's you. Yes. You're the one doing the pouring. You're doing very well. Keep going. Trust me. Just do as I tell you. Complete the circle. Very good. Obedience is such an attractive quality in mortals. Now add some straight lines. Make me a nice five-pointed star. That's it. First one line, then the next, and another one. Just one more. There we go. Well done. Such a good pet. Now most people think you need to use magic to summon someone like me. But all it really takes is to want me, to ask me to come. And I know you want me. You want to meet me, to find out what I look like. The lady with the heavenly voice. You want me to come over, don't you? So ask me. Yes. Am I everything you expected and more? Surely you like what you see. My shapely calves, my lovely tits, my deliciously curvaceous horns. My supple, flexible tail, not to mention my magnificent, leathery wings. Well, am I not the most gorgeous creature you've ever seen? Yes, I am a succubus, a wicked temptress from the abyss, here to wring every last drop of energy from you. Your life is forfeit, mortal. Imagine if all it took to drain a mortal was to enter their dreams. There wouldn't be very much of you left. I appeared before you in my full demonic splendor, and you are still tempted, aren't you? I mean, all I have to do is cup one of my breasts and slowly tease the nipple, just with a single finger, and your eyes are just glued to the sight. You can't keep your eyes off me as my finger goes around and around. Imagine if I'd taken the form of a gorgeous mortal woman. Perhaps a frail, ethereal angel. I bet you'd already be holding me in your arms. But then I would have missed out on the delicious expression of shock on your face. Relax, you're not in any danger. I won't hurt you, trust me. Besides, you're strong-willed, aren't you? I'm sure you'll be able to resist my seductive wiles. Or, well, maybe not. Watch my finger going around and around. But honestly, why would you even want to resist me? This is only a dream, honey. A fantasy. Just enjoy it. Indulge yourself. You know you want to. Have a taste of the pleasures I can offer you. Have a taste of me. And well, let me have a taste of you. I can drain a little bit of your energy in a dream. But I promise you I'm worth every drop. Draining, it's more like a mosquito bite. Well, maybe not. That's not an entirely appropriate comparison. My touches, my kisses, they live a wholly different kind of itch. Anyway, what I take from you, it's so very little that it's barely worth mentioning. I only take what I need, and you do want to give me what I need, don't you? Come on, darling, at least look me in the eyes when you're talking to me. Look into my eyes. And they just do it. Don't even have to insist. You're already so used to following my instructions, aren't you? Just comes naturally to you now. Good, pet. So you must have heard the stories about our eyes, about how impossibly captivating they are, how they just ensnare your attention, your mind. And my eyes are particularly captivating, particularly beautiful. Pools of liquid gold endlessly shifting and swirling. You couldn't look away if you wanted to. My eyes are just so fascinating. So mesmerizing, yes. Most people are aware that their eyes of a succubus are hypnotic, enthralling. That look into their eyes, looking into my eyes, would make your mind melt. Until all that's left is a desire to submit. So please, to obey. Until all you want is what I want. Some even say that when you look into the eyes of a succubus, she can make you believe all the most outrageous lies, can make you mindlessly accept whatever she says. There are even those who think meeting her eyes will instantly make you fall deeply, madly in love. There are so many stories. Although I have to say I'm a little disappointed that so few mortals mention how good it feels to look into her eyes. But you know, don't you? Yes, I can see you do. Just keep looking. Who's to say which stories are true and which are not? Well, perhaps you might have some idea, if you're capable of realizing anything at all anymore at this point. Still, there's one thing everybody agrees on. The eyes of a succubus are dangerous, and that you should never look into a succubus' eyes. And yet, I told you to look in my eyes and you just did it. Without hesitation, without thinking, you just obeyed. Because you are a good pet, and you know you can trust me. And while this is a dream, after all, it's not like I could hypnotize you in a dream, could I? Don't worry your pretty empty head about it. Just look into my eyes and obey. Yes, just look into my eyes, darling. You would do anything for me. Give anything. Your mind, your will, your soul. Anything I want. And what I want is you, darling. Come to me. Step into the circle. Come into my arms. You've already been following my instructions so very well. Just keep on doing that. Yes, one foot in front of the other. Come to me. Keep coming. The circle doesn't mean anything. It's just a dream. I don't actually need you to come to me. But it's just so sexy to obey, isn't it? Yes, mortal, keep looking into my eyes and come closer. You want to come closer, to roam your hands all over my body, over the smooth skin of my thighs, my belly, and my wonderful shapely breasts. Closer. That's it, you want me. You want to see my magnificent, mesmering eyes up close. You want to put your hands on my wonderful tits to kiss my sensual lips. Just one more step. Hello, darling. I'm glad you finally made it. Put your hands around my waist now. Oh, were you expecting me to tell you to put them somewhere else? Patience, patience. I'll let you explore my body later. Maybe. You know, you completely ruined your summoning circle, but that's all right. You don't need it anymore. You don't need anything anymore. Just me, my voice, my eyes, my touch, my kiss. You taste nice. I wonder what your cock tastes like. Let go of me and take it out. Well, it certainly seems like I'm having quite an effect on you. Look at how hard you are. Do you like how hot my mouth is? The feeling of heat around your shaft. Like anything you've ever experienced before, isn't it? Yes. I see you enjoy it when I swirl my tongue around too. I could just suck you dry, but I think I'll keep that for later. Lie down. I'm gonna milk you instead. Let me just straddle you and wrap my hands around your shaft. Does that feel nice? It's not just my mouth that's hot. I've got warm hands too. It comes with the territory. My hands feel wonderful around your cock, don't they? So soft, so warm. Yes. My precious mortal, I'm gonna make you feel so very good. Tell me if I'm going too fast. I'm squeezing too hard. But I'm not, am I? I'm doing it just perfectly. I know what you like. I know what you need. Look at me. I am the woman of your dreams. You want me, you need me, because I make you feel so very good. You would do anything to be with me. Yes, give yourself to me. Submit to me. And in return, I will give you pleasure. That's right. Submit to me. You can put your hands on my tits now. Yes, cup them, squeeze them. You're mine, mortal. Look into my eyes. You are mine. Mine to use any way I see fit. Mine to feed on. Speaking of which, open your mouth, darling. I want you to taste something. Suck my finger. Tastes good, huh? That's what I taste like. The taste of my pussy. Do you want more? Of course you do. You can never get enough of me. I can see you're getting close. Good. I can't wait to taste more of you. Come on, spurt for me. Give me what I want. Spurt, spurt, spurt. Well done. Delicious. Good, pet. Now, wasn't that fun? Oh, so languid. You were full of energy just moments ago. Enjoying the afterglow, huh? Or are you perhaps feeling a little drained? I hope you're not too disappointed that you didn't get to feel my hot pussy clench around your shaft. Well, if you want to find out what that feels like, I guess you'll just have to summon me. You know exactly how to do it. I promise you, however much you might have enjoyed this little taste of me, it's nothing compared to what having sex with me in the flesh would feel like. It's really an experience to die for. But for now, you should really go to sleep. I need you to recover your strength. So go to sleep. Sleep and dream of the fun things we could do together. I'm sure I'll be seeing you very, very soon.